6665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, I see that we're in the final decade before Christ's return. You won't hear that from most of the pastors of the land because they are hoping that this is not would not be the case. But the facts. The facts show that the world is in such dire straits, not just in individual countries or regions of the world, but internationally. Because of that, you would have to say that Christ, what he had presented to the disciples before his crucifixion, he stated that it would not just be Israel that would be in hardships or the Middle East. He said, and he included the whole world. He included all the civilizations. He included all the people in the continents. He didn't just include and specifically target just a group of people like the Jewish people or the poor people. He targeted and he presented the truth to everyone, the whole world. He said the world would be in such distress that the weather would be affected, that the mountains would shake, meaning there would be these massive landslides. Sides of mountains would just give way. He was talking about volcanoes. He was talking about the foundations of the world shaking, meaning the plates underneath all the continents, the plates in the ocean, the foundations would be shaken. He said that the ocean itself, it'd be like a bathtub. Or let's say, have you seen these videos where you have a pool, let's say in California, a swimming pool on the edge of the house, on the edge of a nice, beautiful hill, and there's an earthquake, and you see the water in the pool slosh back and forth. Well, that's what would happen with the oceans. The oceans would begin to, in a sense, slosh back and forth because of different things. Have you seen what's happened with the waves along the coast in California, in Oregon? 20-foot, 22-foot waves hitting the shore. He said that the oceans, the waves, would roar. And when you have these massive, massive waves coming in, and the 22-foot, that's nothing. You go to the Hawaiian Islands, 40-foot waves. You go out to the east coast up Maine, out into the ocean, 40-foot waves. Of course, that's normal for those areas out there in the middle of the ocean. But along the shore, a 22-foot wave, that's something. So he said at the end of the world, the whole world would be in distress. And not only the world, but the nations, individually, the people and the continents and the societies and the cultures would be in distress. Economically, now the world is economically. During World War II, you had the European nations, America, some of the nations, economically, you know, their currencies were worth nothing. Now you have internationally economic stress everywhere throughout the world. Sickness everywhere throughout the world. You don't just have the sicknesses of Africa that had been planned by pharmaceutical companies with people in the occult going in to cull as many of the black people in Africa. The hatred of the black people. Hatred of the Chinese people. Hatred of the Jewish people. Hatred of the Hispanics. Hatred of the Anglo-Saxons. Hatred of all races. And who could hate all races? Well, devil worshippers. Why would they hate all races? Because every individual in all of these cultures, all of these races, were created in the image of God. They were created as God decided, as He planned, diverse. God is a God of diversity. He's not just a, you know, just stamping out one. Every single example, Twinkie, a Twinkie. Every single Twinkie is exactly identical to the previous Twinkie. Right on down the line to from one to a million. This is not God. God is diverse. He's a God of diversity. He's a God that likes to show how magnificent His creation is. Every star in the heavens is different from the neighbor star. Every solar system, galaxy is distant or different from the galaxy surrounding the other galaxies. They're magnificent. This is God. This is how He displays Himself in His grandeur. But mankind is not a creation, not a creator. He creates nothing but evil. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Do you need to get over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house this holiday season? If so, call Mile High Cruise Planners at 970-578-9779, and their professional travel team will get you to your holiday destination. For your last-minute holiday travel plans, call 970-578-9779 or contact them online at milehighcruiseplanners.com.
Stop the thing that you do.
So as I finished off that last segment, a God of diversity. Now, as an individual that ministers the Word of God and presents the magnificent work of the Holy Spirit, and there's an attempt to present God in a proper way, and Christ in a proper way, I see what the Scripture says about all people. And He didn't die for just a people. He died, Christ died for the whole world. Because the whole world, all the individuals that will ever be born, were created in His image, except for the people or the things or the creatures that have been genetically altered through present-day technology, biotechnology. And even people who were born Homo sapien are still Homo sapien. But the plan of the devil, and now we see that plan developing, was to contaminate the genome of every man, woman, child in the world, to add DNA from other creatures to man. You know, I had to think about today's program. I have a program laid out here, but I don't know if I'll even get to it. You know, Cactus and I, as we travel and we visit, this is the kind of the conversations that we have together. We talk about things that are important, I feel, and she would agree. We like to talk about deep things. We don't like to talk about just, you know, the weather and talk about, oh, the robins will be coming back here within about 60 days, which is important. But we like to talk about the real things in life that affect everyone. So you have God creating mankind perfectly in His image. Then you have these wicked people of the world who hate what God created and want to change a Homo sapien, make a Homo sapien into a Homo Borg sapien. In other words, they change the DNA and we become robots. We become just like we're created on an assembly line. And Christ said, and in the Bible, there is a clear understanding that this would happen to mankind, especially in the last decade, because Satan would know his time is short. And his children that serve him, they would also know the time is short. And how would they know their time is short? Because you see, in the occult world, they have their prophets. Everything that you would have in the Christian community, in God's plan with believers, you would have apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. They have identically in their world the same type of people, that type of gifting. And God does gift them from birth, but they decide to use that gifting for evil. Well, they have their prophets, and their prophets, they use crystal balls. They look at the heavens, they look at the stars, they look at the sun, they use things in the heavens, they look at creatures, they take a chicken and they throw the bones, they have ritual sacrifice, every way that imaginable to try to communicate with the invisible world, to find out what the invisible world knows about the time that they're in the future. Well, they know because they do study God's Word. And many of the devil worshipers are pastors in churches. They are wolves. And they are teaching God's children, and basically they stay on one thought, the teachings of Christ. Another thing with these devil worshipers is they also have a form of righteousness. They look very righteous. They're very, you know, prominent. Not prominent. They would be basically be righteous. They'd be good people, but they're inwardly, they are nothing more than evil. In the last decade, these things would happen. This would be the condition of mankind. Then you have not only diseases, but then you would have famine. Again, not just in a region. There would be international famine. Famine to every nation, every continent, every region of the world. The peoples, the cultures, the races. Famine. Then you would have war. And pretty much everywhere. People fighting each other just to, some to take control, others to keep from attempting to not be controlled. So are we in the final decade? I say we are. I say we are because I've studied prophecy my whole Christian life. And this is where my Christian life began, studying prophecy. I didn't know that initially that would be my future, to see the events and hopefully present what I see to people to get them to not believe so much as just to consider. So don't believe what I'm saying. Just consider it. Are the waves roaring? Are the oceans out of, the coastlines of this country? And what about other countries? Earthquakes? The plates underneath shaking, the foundations of the world shaking. Look what happened in Sumatra. Then on top of that, I haven't discussed the technology. Christ said there would be this type of technology at the end of the world. So advanced, scientific world and the world of technology, the world of medicine would be so advanced that, I would just use the matter of being in space. What kind of engineering would you have to, how would you be able to put this kind of engineering, build whatever is needed to get a rocket into space? And get one of the little spacecraft to now go out of the solar system. There's two of them, the Voyagers. They're gone. They're out of the solar system. They're out into deep space. This would be the type of technology and type of engineering, whatever you want to call it, that would be in the time prior to Christ. And those little things clear out there, they're still sending back data. Data. They have a little tiny nuclear power plant on board. They'll last for quite a while. But they're out there all by themselves, out into deep, dark space. But here, we are, they're at peace out there. But here, back here on this little gem hanging in space, there's conflict. There's evil, everything imaginable. I wanted to say that, with the people of the world, the Asian people, what beautiful people. What a beautiful creation. I lived in San Francisco. I lived in California. Lived in Berkeley, California. Worked in South San Francisco. I work with Asian people. These guys were 70, 75 years old, still working just as hard as they did when they were in their early, as young men. And they loved to work. Lim, Shim, and I forgot the Kwong was the other. And these guys I loved working with these guys. They couldn't speak much English, but we all got along, and they would argue with each other. All of them, I think one of them was 80, the other was like 72. And they would argue, and the Chinese, the way they talk is kind of like, wow, 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 wow. And they're very loud, boisterous. And you'd have to look over them because you think they're yelling at each other, but while they're yelling, they're laughing. That's just the culture. Fantastic people. The gentleman I work for, he and his wife and his children, fantastic people. In a little Christian fellowship that I was with, some of the Asian sisters, beautiful, beautiful people. Then, also in the fellowship, black people. Black people. Great people. But within each race, there are two types of people. There are the good, the upright, and you have the wicked. Just happens to be that way. And you have those that you do not want to spend time with. You don't hate the whole race. You just have to have a conflict with the individual. And then, with the in the assemblies, Jewish people. Great people. And fantastic people. And then we had Asian people. Oh my gosh, white people? Yeah. Great. My pastor, he was white. His wife was German, Gisela. She had an accent. And he was, I think, Scottish. Or not Scottish, he was from Wales, maybe. English. And great people. So what I'm saying is, there are, in every race, there are good people, there are the wicked. There are the righteous, there are the wicked, there are the good, there are the bad. Then we had, I almost forgot. Then there were Hispanic people. And they were really fantastic people. Great people. I mean, very, very, very wonderful people. Hispanics. Yeah, I kind of, because I'm Hispanic, I kind of, you know, I want to put in an extra plug for the Hispanics. There were other Hispanics there in the fellowship. And we all got along. And it was amazing, but we all loved the Lord Jesus. And this is the way God intended, that the nations and the races and the tongues and the peoples of the world would acknowledge him and would respect him in the proper way and serve him in a proper way. Who is it that wrote that song, that the lyrics of that one song, Everybody Has to Serve Somebody? I can see the guy, curly hair, Dylan, Bob Dylan. Everybody has to serve somebody. And I wanted to talk about the Davos people. These Davos people. Everybody has to serve somebody. Who do you think the Davos people serve? Do you think they serve mankind? Who are these Davos people? It's one thing, I have been looking at an article out of stevequayle.com, the World Economic Forum. They're getting ready to meet. I think they're actually meeting right now. Talks about the agenda of Davos in their newsletter. What are they going to talk about? These people, everything they talk about, every single point is not to assist, help mankind. It is to put mankind in bondage. And not, if not in bondage, it is to cull everybody, to kill as many people as possible. Like, we'll talk about it in just a second. And these Davos people, there's one unique, something unique with each one of them. We'll talk about that when we get back. Cactus and I, we love to visit like this. I hope you're enjoying the visit. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. extension 116.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp. Aquarius, we have moved, the world has moved into a different age, into a new age, and they're going to move into, the whole world will move into a magnificent age. Adolf Hitler talked about a Fourth Reich, a thousand-year Reich of evil. Well, there's going to be a thousand, and he got the thought, the concept, out of the Bible, a millennial kingdom, the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ, where the nations of the world will be free from all the wicked people that have ruled the nations for the last 6,000 years. Now, I wanted to just say one thing. I'm talking about these people in Davos and all of these different agendas that they have. The points. Number one, one of the points is they're going to deliver life-saving supplies to countries facing humanitarian crisis. Well, they're telling you that the whole world, there's going to be humanitarian crisis internationally, and they're going to deliver life-saving supplies to these individuals. Guess who's going to get the supplies? Those that take the vaccination and comply with their agenda. We read between the lines here. Now also, they're going to have farms to food markets, providing solutions and collective action for sustainable food systems. Well, who's going to oversee these sustainable food systems? The farms. Bill Gates of hell, and the foundations of the world like Soros, the Clintons, these individuals, and who's that food going to go to? It's going to go to those selected, but the rest of the world will go hungry and starve to death. Then they're talking about digital safety, applying human rights in the digital world. Digital safety. Well, they're going to have digital control systems in this digital world. And I promise you, one thing that the digital world is not going to do is there will not be human rights. There will be protection for these individuals, the corporations. They are the ones that will have the safety. But the digital system will be used for control. And there's a digital system already in place. AI is basically running it. And AI is going to determine, they don't need to use brain power when they have AI power. AI will in the future determine who's going to live, who's going to die. And I promise, well, I don't want to promise, I don't want to say this, but the elderly, ugly people, I talked about the beautiful people and the ugly people yesterday. In America, you have the beautiful people, the ones in power, those that rule and control, they're the beautiful people, and everyone else, they're the ugly people. They're the ones that are not worth anything, like conservatives, Christians, patriots, anyone that won't go along with the establishment and the agendas of the establishment, that won't listen to mainstream news, the ugly people. Then you're going to have another concerning the future of the environment. Stakeholder Capitalism Metrics Initiative. What kind of talk is that? Over 130 companies implement sustainable reporting metrics. This is Revelation chapter 17. The woman, the beast woman, you have to realize that this harlot is part of that harlot, part of that system, that of that harlot are the corporations. It says 130 companies. No, it doesn't mean companies. They use that word companies perfectly. No, it's 130 corporations. Corporations will eventually rule the world, that have ruled the world. Then you have cybersecurity, strengthening the cyber resilience of the power grid. Well, with the power grid, you also have this matter of the digital eyes and ears, the digital systems that watch everything, hear everything, your cell phone, where you're going, when you stop, you know, to have a cigarette, or when you stop to visit with the man on the street. And then the man on the street has a digital system where, like ants, you know how ants communicate? They walk up to each other. Then they're pretty quick. They walk up swiftly, and then they stop and they start touching antennas, and they communicate. Yeah, man. Hey, how's it been going? You know, what's up? What are you up to? Not too much, man. How's the wife and kids? They're doing okay. That's how they communicate. Well, we also walk up to somebody, and we also communicate with antennas. The little antenna on your cell phone, it is communicating. Maybe you are talking verbally, but it is communicating back to the network all around you to which tower is the closest. Digital cybersecurity and the resilience of the power grid. Well, it must not be too resilient, because I remember, what was it, 10, 15 years ago, when a squirrel must have got on the power lines and tripped the power lines, and the whole East Coast went black for I forget how many days. A little squirrel? No. That wasn't true. Now we talk about, you know, I talked about in the first hour about the different people in the world. Well, I'm looking at some of the people that are on the board of trustees for Davos. A guy from India. There's another guy, looks Anglo-Saxon. Another Anglo-Saxon, another one, a female, another female. Anglo-Saxons. You know why they're Anglo-Saxons? Because they're tied into Pilgrim Society. That's who they're tied into. The Anglo-Saxon network of control. Then you have two more Anglo-Saxons, and you have another, you have a black woman. Oh my goodness. We'll be back to continue. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills far up throughout the land. Like the song I hear, I'd like to teach the world that the world sing to play.
Back in the 70s, they were hoping that would be the condition of the world. Everybody getting along, singing hand in hand. But that is not what the Bible said would happen. Mankind would become evil, and God would turn the world over to the hands of the wicked. And it has happened. Now, one thing I notice with every individual that I'm looking at, every single one, there is something in their eyes that is just scary as all get up. Something about their eyes. They are mad. They are
something wrong with them. I think they've been vaxxed or something. I don't know what is going on here. Well, in that case, I'll read you a verse. This is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, 3, and 4. There's something in their eyes. Well, here's what Christ said. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24, very important. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So, this is what I see in these individuals. They are all tied in to Klaus Schwab. And Klaus Schwab is tied in to Pilgrim Society. He was chosen by Pilgrim Society because of his occult lineage. This is back in the 70s. And his father was a Nazi. His lineage comes back from a line of the occult. I don't know how many generations back. I'd have to look into it. But these people are World Economic Forum individuals. They have to be approved by Pilgrim Society. Now, who are these people? Okay, you have, for example, you have Lawrence Fink, BlackRock. You have Chrystia Freeland, Minister of Canada. You have Orit Gadish. She's the chairman of Bain & Company. You have Kristalina Georgieva. She's the managing director of International Monetary Fund. You have Fabiola Gianotti. She's the director of European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN. Now remember, CERN, they're trying to break into the other dimension. There was a movie years ago, Jonathan Living Siegel. That movie was about people trying to break into out of their soul and astral project. That's what Jonathan Living Siegel was all about. A seagull that was trying to break the barrier to get out of his body and go into the ether, into another dimension. Well, that's what they're doing at CERN. They're trying to go and open stargates to see what is in the other side of that invisible wall. Then you have Al Gorleone. Al Gore, a friend of mine in Las Vegas called him Gorleone. He's was the vice president of the United States. Then you have the chairman of Massiles, Andre Hoffman. Then you have a black woman. She's a minister of information communication technology, Paula Igberi. Then you have Joe Kaiser, Siemens Energy. Then you have our old friend, another occult, deep in the occult, in my opinion, another witch, very powerful witch, Christina Lagarde. Then you have Patrice Motsepe. He's the founder of Rainbow Minerals. Then you have another black lady. She's, I can't even pronounce her name. I won't try. The World Trade Organization General Director of the WTO. These are the type of people. But everyone, something about their eyes. Their eyes are spooky. Then you have Lubna S. Olian. She's the financing group chair of the executive committee. I don't know. H.M. Queen Rania Al Abdullah of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. These people, globalists, they hate Donald Trump. They hate Vladimir Putin. They hate freedom. They hate mankind. You have the president of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, L. Raphael Reif. These people are not just, you know, the crosswalk safety guard. No, no. These people are deep into the other world. If their eyes be full of evil, how deep? Right? Isn't that what Christ said? And if that light in them be darkness, how great is that darkness? Great. I'm telling you, greater than you can imagine. Then you have the old generational devil worshiper, in my opinion, Klaus Schwab. He started it. Klaus didn't start anything. He was picked, chosen, groomed, put in place, and has been ever since. How deep is that darkness? How great, not deep, how great is that darkness? Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. Present truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, another program is, we're almost done. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And the podcast for my programs and also the other programs during the week and on the weekend with the other hosts are archived on 1360khnc.com. And I want to thank those who are assisting me financially with The Present Truth. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And if you want to support me, you can send checks or however you want to do it to Rick Rodriguez. Make your checks out to Rick Rodriguez. And that's at P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now, again, I these verses, as I looked at these individuals, if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If your eye, if the light that is in you be dark, how great is that darkness? How great of darkness are with these individuals on the board of directors at Davos? That's not even talking about the people that have been invited to participate from all over the world, mainly, and from India, from China, from Japan. These people from all the other nations that are involved in Davos, they're traitors to their own people. They're traitor to their own kind, to their own race, to their own gender. These people, I believe, the light that is in them is darkness. And I've been around, being in Christian ministry, I've been around people, and I've looked into their eyes, and I can look right down deep into their soul, and I know what is in there. They're there on the outside, but there's something deep in there that is not them. The darkness Christ is talking about is demonic forces inside of them. One of the individuals that you might all know, that every time you look into his eyes, you can, if you have the ability and intuitive abilities to see beyond just the retina or into the eye, as you can look into the iris, you'll see the darkness, and you'll see how deep that darkness is. And I'll tell you what, there isn't one or two things in there. There are many, many things that have consciousness, that are intelligent in that individual. I know now you want to know who I'm talking about. Well, okay. In my opinion, two people. One, Joe Biden. The other, Barack Obama. Just to begin with, you look at Schwab. He looks like a kind gentleman. He looks like somebody you can trust, you want to hang out with. No, no, you don't want to hang out with that guy. You don't want to hang out with these individuals. The companion of fools in the Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs, the companion of fools suffers harm. You hang around with the fool, you're going to, something's going to catch you. It's going to be unpleasant. Don't hang around with fools. Tonight, if you know fools, stay away from them. They'll get you in trouble. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. We might have another visit, a cactus visit again tomorrow. We'll see. Rick Rodriguez, have a good evening.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.